Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi continues for Shabbat Vayeshev. We're actually still in chapter 14 of Yevamot. Now the reason for that is that there's a subdivision of Mishnah Dalit into more Mishnayot. In certain versions, Mishnah Dalit is printed as quite long. It's quite long in these little art scroll books, like 4 pages long. Actually, in the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, 112b, all of the Mishnayot in this chapter are printed on one page, takes up almost the entire page. So yesterday we did the first part of what's called Mishnah Dalit, but as we'll see on the schedule, the Mishnah Yomi calendar, the official schedule, they follow the version of Mishnayot where Mishnah Dalit is subdivided into additional Mishnayot. So we have a couple more days of chapter 14. We are in the case now about 7 lines in the official Mishnah Dalit in the art scroll, hand size. Shnei Achin Pikhin. You have 2 normal brothers. Nisuim L'shtei Achayot. They've married 2 sisters. And now these 2 sisters is a distinction. Achat Chareshet. One is a deaf mute. So again, that's a rabbinical level marriage. Ve'achat Pikahat. And one, the other one is a normal, and that's a deraisa biblical level marriage. And now this being Yevamot, Metz Pikeach Bal Chareshet, the brother who is married to the deaf-mute woman passes away. Maya Se Pikeach Bal Pikochat, what will his surviving brother do for the widow? And that was a widow from a rabbinical marriage. Teitze Mishim Achot Isha, she goes out because she is the sister of his wife. So that's similar to one of the resolutions we had from yesterday. But now we have a problem. If Metz Pikeach Bal Pikachat, what if the normal brother who's married to the normal wife passes away? Now that was a biblical level marriage. What does his surviving brother do who's married to the sister who's a deaf mute? Now that's a rabbinical marriage. So now we have a tension here because we have a yevama, a surviving widow from a biblical marriage, who has a zika, a bond, an obligation upon the surviving brother to help this woman through yibam or chalitza, but he can't because he's married rabbinically to this very widow's sister. So now the problem, the Gemara explains, his wife, the Chareshet, becomes Ahot Zikukato, the sister of his Zika-bonded widow, meaning there's a sort of a quasi-marriage through Zika, as we've seen in earlier chapters. So now he has a problem. So Mishnah says, Motziat Ishto Beget. He has to divorce the Chareshet wife using a get, but Eshet Achi V'Chalitza, and he can perform Chalitza on the widow to release her. This is because this surviving brother is Pikeach, is able to communicate. Remember, yesterday the brother was a Cheresh, so that would mean she would be stuck in the case of a Cheresh. But here, she can be released with a Chalitza. What about Shnei Achim? Okay, sorry, this is considered the next Mishnah. Mishnah Vav starts here at Shnei Achim, 2 brothers. Achat Echad Cheresh, Echad Pikeach. One a deaf mute, one is normal, can communicate. Nesum L'Shtei Achayot. They're married to 2 sisters. Achat, one of the sisters, Chareshet, V'Achat Pikachat. So one is deaf mute and one is not. Met Cheresh Bal Chareshet. The brother passes away who was married to the deaf mute. He was deaf mute. It's a rabbinical marriage. Maya Se Pikeach Bal Pikochat. What does the surviving brother do for the widow? Teitze Mishum Achot Isha. She doesn't need Yibam or Chalitza. She can go and remarry anyone because she is the sister of his wife. But now the reverse case is going to have a serious problem. Met Pikeach Bal Pikachat. If the brother who's married on a biblical level, he's able to communicate, his wife's able to communicate, everything is a biblically binding marriage. So what if he passes away with no children? So now the widow from a biblical marriage is falling to Yibam in front of the surviving brother who's married to the sister on a rabbinical level. So again, we have this tension, the biblical Zika of Yibam, that Zika obligation bond where the brother, the surviving brother, has to do something for this widow. Zika, this is a biblical level issue, and he has a rabbinical level marriage coming up against that. So Maya Sei Cheresh Bol Chereshet, what does the Cheresh couple do? Nebuch, it's unfortunate, Motziat Ishto Beget, he has to divorce Mrs. Chareshet using a get, Eshet Achiv Asura Leolam, and the widow from the biblical marriage of his brother cannot get remarried. Why? She cannot marry him in Yibum because he was married to her sister, and he cannot do Chalitza because unfortunately he is a Cheresh. Unless there's some sort of Rafua or situation improves, he can't do a Chalitza if he is deaf and mute. Yashar Koach, good Shabbos. Tomorrow we continue with similar cases through the rest of this chapter. Zay Gesund.